This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow, fear and just shock in Russia, and that's where we start. It's not over the conversation between Russian relationships with the United States. No, it was about a bomb that went off in the subway. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And then we're going to quickly jump over to what's happening in Washington, D.C. with Gorsuch, who could get approved. Now it's going to be even easier. There's your big hint and a couple of other real good gems. But first, St. Petersburg, Russia, 2:40 on a Monday. Just kind of a little bit of a lull before the typical rush hour anywhere in the world, the evening rush hour. St. Petersburg, beautiful city, second largest in Russia. Subway carries about 2 million people a day. Train went into a tunnel between stations. On its way out of downtown, boom, bomb is exploding. You heard the chaos there. Seriously, the trains were streaked with red blood. It was a homemade device filled with shrapnel, tore through the third car of a series of cars. 11 people were killed. 40 people were wounded. Kids were hurt. And it was nasty. Videos just jumped up on social media right away. Doors were damaged. People were smashing windows to get out. It was a nightmare. Russia, the target of terrorism. Supposedly, they're looking for two people suspected of planting explosive devices. But now they're saying, no, it might have been a suicide bomber from a militant Islamic group. They don't know for sure. They don't know. Does this have anything to do with Syria? There's conversations about that. Putin was in St. Petersburg for the day. He emphasized that terrorists were the likely culprits, but he said investigators were exploring some other possibilities as well. He laid flowers at the site of the explosion, went to the local security headquarters to be debriefed on the investigation. The last major terrorist attack in a Russian city was back in 2013. So you had finger pointing going on, rushing around, chaos. Looked like a nasty, nasty sight to see. A larger bomb, by the way, was found at a nearby station, but was disarmed. Thank goodness the bomb had been disguised as a fire extinguisher. And that's what the other bombs look like, so who would know anything was going on? Incredibly, incredibly sad that innocent people just happened to be on the wrong train at the wrong time, and then you think of the children just awful, awful, awful. Maybe not right this second, but earlier you can bet Trump and conservatives are working on a deal to breathe new life into a new kind of health care. The president met with members of the moderate GOP Tuesday group. Vice President Mike Pence huddled with the Freedom Caucus on Monday night to try to come up with a deal. In the meantime, some of the same old is happening, including the turnover of information and trying to put together pieces or say there is nothing here with a Russian visit. If you missed it, North Carolina outlasted the Zags in the end. So they win the national title. They were calling their whole season redemption. I think I said this before. It's fun to choose a word and try to live by that word, use it as your mantra or whatever. Redemption was their word. The Tar Heels scored the final 8 minutes of a very ugly second half to beat Gonzaga 71-65. And Roy Williams, the coach, said that the strong finish could be pointed at the motto, all seasons, tough enough. Because it is a long season. What made the difference, I guess, in the end, a jumper by William Goss with 1:39 left actually put Gonzaga up 3. The Zags never scored again. There were 44 foul calls. Can you believe it? 27 in the second half. Wow. That's crazy. 44 fouls. Almost an unwatchable game at times in the beginning because so much was called. So that's what it felt like. The rhythm was never there, part of it. And that's because every 5 seconds the whistle was blowing. It made a difference. It made a big difference. Bouncing back to all things Washington. Conversation over North Carolina continues to swell. Meaning, where do we go from here? Or North Korea, where do we go from here? Kim Jong-un will use whatever he has to use. In fact, there was a defector that said the country's desperate dictator is prepared to use nuclear weapons to strike the United States and its allies. Tae Young-ho is a North Korean defector, one of the most high-profile ones in 2 decades. So what's secretive, what's inside, what's authoritarian, he knows because he's lived it. He's lived it. Nuclear weapons, using different acronyms for intercontinental ballistic missiles. North Korea is estimated by now to have at least 8 nuclear weapons. And they're aiming them toward the United States, but they haven't demonstrated the ability to attract them to a long-range rocket. Adam Scott Swift, commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, said over the weekend that the American officials were particularly troubled by the latest threat. Ugh, North Korea. It's been a trouble ever since I've been on the air. I've been doing America Tonight for over 10 years. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like the song says, we just didn't go up that high. See you in a few.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hamilton is rolling over in his grave. I'm sorry we got here, but we are where we are, and I'm going to vote to change the rules because I'm not going to be part of a Senate where Democrats get their judges.
America
and the Republican
tonight.
Can never get theirs.
Coming up, we will take you through some of what this day has been like in the headlines, mix in a little bit of the mailbag, and move down the lane in that direction. I'll tell you, boy, I had to just, after a while, shut off watching pictures of Russia because it was so horrible to see those people. It's just always a reminder, not fear-mongering, but always a reminder of how lucky we are and how in an instant, you know, life can change. And that's exactly what happened in Russia. An ordinary day at an ordinary time. And some people didn't get to leave the subway and go home. Didn't we get to leave the subway like they wanted to and go home. Here's something that's now happened. The Republicans are set to confirm Gorsuch by changing the Senate filibuster rules, and the Democrats don't seem to be that upset. They were. Leading up to this, something has shifted. Democrats certainly are well aware that the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would be able to respond to a filibuster of Gorsuch's Supreme Court nomination by invoking what we have now said on this show in the last 3 weeks, probably 15 times, the nuclear option and changing the way the Senate works. So inside the Senate and some red state Dems and longtime institutionalists, they're worried that mounting an all-out battle to stop Gorsuch will hurt the party's chances of winning future fights, cases. And everybody has different points of view. In fact, one of them was the filibuster. This came from Marcos Malutis, founder of the liberal blog DailyCause.com. He said, the filibuster is such a silly, non-intuitive tactic that most people don't even believe it exists. It does. It exists. Must be frustrating wanting to have a shot at being involved and not being able to. Has to be incredibly frustrating. Headlines across the U.S. talked a lot about what was going to happen with Gorsuch, what's happening with sanctuary cities, and what else is going on in the world that we're not sure we're getting the unadulterated story. If you looked at the papers from east to west, which I do every day, and some of you do, I get interesting notes from many of you. But if I start with the gray lady in the New York Times, what do you think the New York Times is going to reveal to us? Well, the six NCAA title, which would be North Carolina. How about this? This is what they call above the fold. And above the fold stories are about sports and hardcore, compelling storylines, news lines. Jared Kushner, who's the assistant who's helping Donald Trump, is looking to do it all his own. But according to the gray lady, Kushner needs some help trying to run all these people run amok. So is it hurry up and wait or wait and wait? I think it's a little bit of both, frankly. It is. It's a little bit of both. How's that? Let's move to the Los Angeles Times. Sometimes funny. Here's what they had on their front page. No longer needed. You can guess where I'm going with this. Longtime voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. No longer needed in the Dodgers broadcast booth, Vin Scully found another way to enjoy opening day. Yes. How about waking up late? It would be weird to watch it after all those years. It would be very weird to watch it on the tube. Very. So it's called an adjustment time, an adjustment period. And that's exactly what's happening. People finding other ways to get their fix, so to speak, when it comes to pseudo-celebs. I'm just saying. So San Diego Padres at Dodger Stadium, they were smoked. They got smoked. That's what's happening there. And it certainly drew some attention and got some headlines for that happening. And that's, I don't think that's a surprise. Because I think that's the story. If it's making sense. And if it's not making sense, then I pulled a late April Fool's joke on you. Someone said that to me. Have you been April Fool's pranking anybody? Have you been able to do that on America Tonight? You know, the answer to that question is it's very difficult to pull off an April Fool's joke. There have been some interesting reports of some that have worked, especially this last time around. But I certainly cannot add my name to that list. There was this one of the Starbucks rainbow drink, and they were talking about it. And remember, that is a controversial topic for Starbucks. So the rainbow drink was just an April Fool's joke, in case any of you were wondering. The only reason I even bring that up is because I got an email from Ralph who said, you said something about this rainbow drink at Starbucks. I was there. I did not see it. I don't even remember saying that on the air, but maybe I did. Or maybe he thought I said it. I'm not sure. Somebody I know sent out a note, and they did it kind of early in the morning, saying they had won the lottery. Couldn't believe it. It was a little silly scratch-off situation. And I think some of the people bought that, surprisingly. Yeah, I think if you win the lottery, you don't hear from that person again. And then you figure out, did they win the lottery or did they just disappear? I'm not sure. What was that about? Did they just leave and not tell anyone where they were going? Oof, you have to be kidding me. And that's exactly what some people have done, if you know anything about lottery winners. And the lotteries got up pretty high. So there were definitely some people that were buying lottery tickets. No fooling on that. It's the truth. The pretty long lines and people pretty excited about the lottery. Again, because whenever the number is high enough, depending on your local games and then these regional games and more national games of chance, quick picks and everything else mixed in between, it would be such a phenomenon. It really would be. They do say it's like getting struck by lightning. I think it may be easier the other way around. I think it's just that hard. Another note I got from somebody listening was this one that I got from Michelle, who said, Kate, what do you make of all this nonsense with Fox News and Bill O'Reilly and these women accusing him of sexual harassment and everything else in between, and the amount of money that was received in settlements, 5 women, $13 million. Why does Fox keep Bill O'Reilly? You know why they keep Bill O'Reilly? His show gets 4 million a night, 4 million viewers a night. From 2014 through 2016, it made more than $446 million in advertising revenue. Wow, wow, and wow. That's why. Stay with us.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
They're still celebrating on Tobacco Road, all up and down it, I think, anyway. UNC knocking off Gonzaga. Oh, I thought Gonzaga was going to do it. 71-65. It's fun to watch the final. I took a little time out from all the nonsense that is the tsunami washing out of Washington to check out what was happening there, and it did not disappoint. Let's put it that way, because the game was exciting. A lot of fouls, but the game was exciting in the end, and North Carolina got the redemption that they were talking about all season long. So the president is trying to work the conservatives to get a deal on health care. While that's happening, Gorsuch is getting closer, apparently, to getting confirmed. A little tweak of a rule, making a big difference there. And there's a slew of other potentially problematic landmines, that Trump and his administration are going to have to maneuver around, that's for sure. All right, he's waiting patiently. Let's go to Grim in Mississippi. Hello, Grim.
Oh, I ain't waiting that bad. You know, I'm sitting here enjoying a little red potatoes, shrimp, New York strip, corn on the cob.
Yum.
Along with, you know, a pint of black and tan, so.
Ooh, that sounds good. Black and tan, you know, I love that.
You know what I mean? But, nah, you know what? That game, Kate, I don't know what you call it. But you know the little steel ball with a chain of wood and the hand on the ball's got spikes? They'd have been better off if they would have been slinging them with mallets and swords out there, you know? You know what I'm saying? I think that's the way they need to play next time.
That's hilarious.
Well, I've seen it from the very beginning, you know, after the first point was, you know, scored by North Carolina, you could just see how they were intentionally trying to step on his sore ankle with,
Yeah, that was
North Carolina, and they, you know, they even sat there and said, boy, them North Carolina boys, first thing you notice when they come out of the locker room, they're big. You know, I mean, no punt intended, but it was a punt from the announcer. So, you know, I don't know. You know, it's just like this Donald Trump thing. He calls and he gives his, you know, sorrows and everything to Putin about the terrorist activity. And now they're both in agreement. We got to get rid of this terrorism so that we can get back to trying to nuke each other. Right?
Sadly, right?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be good, yeah.
Well, that's the truth of the situation, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about the new Putin talking about a new nuclear missile that, you know, travels at, you know, 43,000 miles an hour?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. And I'm all for Izzy, you know. I mean, that's all they got better to do is to open up America's heritage to slaughter for all these senators and everything to get their jollies off of plane riding up in Alaska. Because, you know, common people that are working can't afford that. I know who's going. Oh, I'm against it too, Izzy. As a matter of fact, I think you got a picture that I sent you originally on that CD of my grandfather with ancestral dog, because when they came over and they settled there in Nebraska, they brought German Shepherd with them, and they happened to raise them with wolves. And Izzy's totally right, because see, the problem they have out there is coyotes. Occasionally they have a problem with the wolf getting a stray calf off in the gully, but the coyotes are a lot more notorious. And the wolves actually go after the coyotes.
Really? The wolves go after the coyotes?
Yes, it was part of their dietary. They didn't mess with the wolves. Yeah, because they are a very intelligent pack. And they even recognize humans, but they keep their distance.
Which is good, because if not, then that would be the massive, complete extinguishing of all wolves. I know somebody that used to have wolves as pets, and they said they were great. I mean, they kept them outside. They were in. The guy lived in Lake Tahoe. He said they were great.
What do you think the German Shepherds descended of?
Yeah, you can tell in the faces. Yeah,
yeah, they're descendants. They're just domesticated. You know, I mean, Pekingese. It really weird you out to know what all the crossbreeding it was to come up with, you know, Pekingese. You know, it's got lion in it, Kate. I don't know if you knew that, but a Pekingese has got lion, and it's just, you know, genetically breeding, or just breeding the animal to get the desired animal. But but really, wolves are very, very, very highly intelligent, and yeah, they are trainable. But whereas a coyote, you know, they're not that smart. They're scavengers, and that's why the wolves prey on them, because they eat up a lot of their food, and they're not only that, they're dinner.
with those jaws, they'd be afraid. I can see that.
But and wolves, they'll go after buffalo. But a lot of the cattle farmers didn't have that big of a problem unless they had they actually could recognize. You've heard how dogs, canines, are being able to recognize cancer and whatnot. Well, they also were able to recognize sickly calves and whatnot, and so they kind of kept, you know, the herd clean from disease as well.
Sickly. Yeah, and you had to do that.
Well, they just did it for them, you know, but farmers recognized
had
that.
To. Yeah,
farmers just, you know,
that's the natural order. That's the natural order of things, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, as soon as somebody up in the civilized cities said they got attacked by the wolves, then it was, you know, Katie bar the door and let's go kill them all. That's the problem with anything. And you just don't do that, and, you know, you just don't do that in nature's law, because you remove one species from the total circle of life, you got a problem.
Right. I agree. But yeah, it's because it upsets the balance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was really fired up, and I love that. She was fired up, and it was completely different than, you know, what
well,
we've talked
worried.
About before. I love. Yeah.
I was kind of worried about her.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
I could tell it, you know? I mean,
yeah. I think that's
hospital.
Great, though.
Oh, well,
and, you know,
yeah,
it's great because she's passionate, so that's good.
Yeah, sometimes it's all right to boil the blood, but don't let it get too boiled.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah. We'll hear from you. We got to keep our staunch fighters. I mean, our
staunch fighters.
Well, our freedoms are just getting eroded day after day. You know, you and I could sit down in 10 minutes and write a health care bill. I did it with somebody already.
I know. I say that every single time. Why isn't the focus on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's going to have to be a lot. Once you, 5 simple rules. Everybody's on the plan. The plan says that you don't have to have medical background, or you don't have to, present or past problems you had. You know, you can get on the plan. Then the plan has to be able to where it can be purchased from state to state. Then the plan needs to be a savings thing, where regardless whether you change jobs or you're out of work, you still got the health care plan. And then last but not least, it says that the doctors and the insurance companies have to be regulated, and the judges.
Yep. Yep.
Stop frivolous chemical, you know, lawsuits and all that stuff. Because
yeah,
it's not
exactly.
For them. And what they're writing is they're writing for the doctors, the insurance companies, and for the attorneys.
Yeah.
And themselves. They're not writing one for the patients. The customer.
Yeah. Sad.
Got to think in terms of the customer, and they're always right. Otherwise, they'll revolt.
The customer is always right. Yes.
That's the problem they've lost. That's the problem this country has really lost, is because so many of our rights are being taken away because, well, everybody's got to do it. Everybody's got to do it. No, you don't. The Constitution doesn't say I have to do a thing.
I like that. I don't have to do anything. I'll do what I want. Thank you very much.
Well, I you know, there's penalties for doing that. If I don't want to pay for a health bill care, then I ain't going to get health care.
Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm at the mercy of those that consider it, and we don't need to fund all these charitable organizations. There's the other thing. We could save billions right there, you know. They need to be funded by those that, you know, want to help their common man instead of hoarding onto their money so they can have a bigger yacht than, you know, their competitor.
You know, this is such a good point. Are enough people feeling that? You know, you have to give, by the way, to get. Somebody told me that, and I think that is so true. But then you don't even care about the get. You feel like you want to give. That's what it's about.
There's a lot of good givers. But
yeah.
Then there's a lot of them that sit there and are destroying this country and leave a carbon footprint worse than, you know, anybody else.
Than we've ever seen.
Yeah, and they're not giving anything back. Or they're giving they're giving to other places when other things should be done to straighten their act up.
Right. That's so true. So true. Excellent points, I think. And it all started because we started talking about the wolf and Izzy and how she felt about that. Thanks, Grim. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Fortune teller telling me the year of the rat is upon us at last, and it's gonna last up until the calendar crash. I flip page after page, after hours, after days, after some after shot, after all that's the taste, trying to catch a breath before it escapes. Don't show me your face until you show me your face. Drop down on your bad knees, yes, in your good clothes.
Alexander Labenthal is somebody that I want all of you to meet here on America Tonight, because she suffered from something that, coincidentally, a friend of mine also had the same thing happen to her. Where, can you imagine this? You're drinking a cup of coffee, you're doing something simple as trying to write out, let's say, a note, and your hands shake, and they keep shaking, and what are you thinking, trying to figure out, well, what's going on with this? What do I possibly have? And apparently this condition, and some of you may have it that are listening, is called essential tremor. And again, imagine you're going along, one day you're fine, and all of a sudden you can barely bring a cup of coffee up to your own mouth. Alexander, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight for this edition of For Your Health. And what, take us back to what happened to you and what that felt like going through that moment.
So I've had essential tremor since I was 3 years old. So it's something that I've always lived with and has been frustrating and embarrassing and has prevented me from doing really basic things like holding a cup of coffee with one hand. And so when I went through this procedure to correct it, it was just life-changing. It's like I have a new hand, like I'm a bionic woman or something, and I keep staring at my hand and it doesn't move, and I can pour milk in my coffee and drink with one hand and take a picture with my iPhone without it being completely blurry. So it's just miraculous.
Yeah, I want to tell people that, listen, when we talk about finances, you're the CEO of a wealth management firm, and you're considered, a lot of people have dubbed you one of the more powerful women on Wall Street, certainly on a top 10 list, top 5 list, whatever. So how tough was that? How did you kind of cover that up? Or no, you didn't. You just tried to do what you could as you were going along doing your thing.
It's, you know, sometimes, very, very rarely, I would tell people. But a lot of the times, you know, I do my best to hold my hands under the desk during meetings. And sometimes I wouldn't even think it was that noticeable. And I actually work with my brother, and people would ask him after, is your sister okay? So people were noticing. And, you know, there are two issues with that being in the financial services business. One is people think, is she really ill? Does she have Parkinson's? Is this something we should worry about in terms of doing business with her? And the other is, at least from my perspective, people might think, why is she so nervous? Is there something, you know, that she's hiding? So it really has been an issue for me, it being in the industry that I'm in.
So that's great that your brother was there to help you, but I can imagine exactly what are people thinking. So you have this procedure, and it's called high-intensity focus ultrasound.
Right.
Tell us what that is.
Great thing is that it's non-invasive. So for a lot of people, it truly is an incredible way to fix this. What they do is they basically put this metal frame on your head through which they target essentially 1,000 ultrasound beams, which in and of themselves, each one would not be dangerous, but targeted like that, they basically go to the point in the brain that causes the tremor, and, you know, pretty much zap those cells and kill them through a series. They do, you know, a series of these the focused ultrasound beams, and you're awake during it, which is kind of crazy, because they need to, each time they do it, then they need to have you draw a spiral. Improving, because if you have tremor, drawing a spiral or a straight line is just impossible.
Yeah. The how did you find out about this? I mean, all these years in between, I'm sure going to doctors. How did you meet the doctor ultimately that showed you this procedure and did it?
Well, I have been a patient of the neurology department at Weill Cornell for a number of years, and I've taken some medications that really didn't work for me. And there is an invasive procedure called deep brain stimulation where they actually drill into your skull. Oh. And I had looked into that, and that was just a little bit more than I wanted to do. And then, this is crazy, I was on Facebook one day, and I saw a story of the procedure being done in Israel, because that's where it was originally developed, called my neurologist, and he said, yeah, we're getting this at Weill Cornell. And so it was just so fortuitous that they were the only hospital in the tri-state region that was getting, you know, going to be able to do this.
Wow, that is fortuitous that happened. And what would you tell, because we know there's somebody listening to me right now that is kind of suffering through that same thing, trying to figure it out, people wondering if they're ill, if they have Parkinson's, like you said. What would you tell them about what it's done for you? You mentioned it in the top of how different it is. It certainly is a game changer, isn't it?
It is, and you mentioned your friend who's had it,
yes.
And what has been incredible as I have spoken about this or posted on LinkedIn or Facebook or what have you is how many people have said, I have it, my relatives have it, my friend has it. And so there are 10 million people in the United States that suffer from this. So for anybody who is interested, you can contact Dr. Caplet, Mike Caplet at Weill Cornell, or you can go to their website, which is Weill Cornell Brain and Spine .org/ET, and find out more about it, because there is, you know, it goes into great detail, and you know, to be able to, for everybody, go through what I have now gone through, this transformation of just picking things up, or even, and this is kind of funny, it was impossible for me to hold a wine glass without holding the bottom of the glass as well. So, and funnily enough, wine does actually make the tremor subside. So I would have to get to a restaurant early if I was meeting somebody for business and down a half a glass of wine first. And you know what? Here, this is crazy. Being able to toast somebody at a dinner and not have my hand shake. So it's these little things that you just marvel at, because I haven't been able to do them for 50 years. out that I was drinking wine when I was three, but other
right.
things.
Wow. So this is like a whole new lease on life, because look at the, you don't have to worry about the cover-ups. You can get to the restaurant at the same time as everybody else now.
Yes, and I would tell you the funny thing also is that I was always embarrassed to talk about it and tell people that I had it. I still have never quite put my finger on it. And now, you know, talking to you on the radio, but I'm just singing from the rooftops to everybody. So it's really just, it's been great to talk about it. And again, because there's so many people that are affected, to know that people are hearing about it and that, you know, they can now have results that will really stick.
Yeah, I love it. What a great story. Alexandra, thanks so much for joining us on ATN. I think this is incredible information, and I know there are people listening to us in the tri-state area, so definitely reach out because there's a way to solve this dilemma. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, so pretty incredible, I think, Alexandra's story, and the fact that, as she said, she had this her whole life. I mean, I think the description of going to the restaurant, here she's this powerful woman on Wall Street, going to the restaurant early to down some wine first, so the, because whatever it did dulling that, and putting it in the, so that would happen. Because, you know, you see someone's hands shake, and you're, she's right. What are you thinking? Parkinson's, some other kind of neurological disorder that could be a really serious one, and if you're doing business, that would have to, you know, set off alarm bells, I would think. And the fact that, as she mentioned, geez, what was the alternative? Having your head drilled, is that's pretty frightening. So this essential tremor, it's interesting. I have seen this with other people too, so I don't know if that's what it is. Probably, I've got another friend that's got that same kind of issue, and it may be that she has that as well. And I think they've tried different drugs and whatnot, and pretty amazing. I think that's just such an incredible game changer when you can drink coffee normally, when you can, you know, and I don't blame her. You're embarrassed to talk about it with people. I would have been the same way if I had that, because you don't want that to be the topic of conversation, and then it becomes this health thing, and what does that mean? And especially in a business circle. So I just think this is such a fascinating story. And then look what the solution is. You're not, you know, she didn't have to go to the extreme of having some kind of surgery. Instead, it's something completely different. Wow, mind blowing. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.